A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And outside, this is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hello again. Welcome to another great Saturday edition of KSL Outdoors Radio. On another stormy weekend, we've got chances of precipitation, much like we've had this week, I think almost every day. 50, 60, even 70% chance of showers, but that brings with it cooler temperatures, which is helpful. You just need to know before you go if you're headed to the high country, because it can be a little wetter and a little wilder at elevation than it is down in the valleys. But always great to have you with us, Tim Hughes. And again, a reminder, we're recording this program on Thursday for playback as live, as we say in the biz, for you here on a Saturday morning, and we're glad you're back. I'm downtown in the studios of KSL News Radio here for Broadcast House, but also joining me as always is Russ Smith. He's in the Sky Call compound, and a busy one, I understand, up there in Sugar House.
Yeah, you just don't get to sleep in anymore around here.
Is that part of the workday, sleeping in, or
well,
some days?
I honestly don't usually crawl out till about 9 a.m.
Yeah.
But we're too busy for that kind of luxury these days.
That's good.
And that's an excellent thing. You know, we talked about that not too long ago. I have to tell you that essentially we've doubled our business in 1 year.
Wow.
And that doesn't mean we're making any more money.
What do you attribute that? I asked you last week when we talked about it briefly. Say hello to the dogs for me.
Yeah, no kidding.
I raised that question last week, and I guess you'd have to do a little market research. But I just wonder how much of that is pent up demand for people that have been stuck somewhere and just couldn't wait to get outside.
I think a lot of it's that, but we have old customers, our long-standing customers, but they're getting old too. We're all getting old, but the next generation is at it now. And you know, I'm renting a lot of phones to 22, 25 year olds, and a lot of trackers. All my trackers are spoken for right now, so it's a great thing, and I'm real happy about it. And I just got in a new batch of pulse oximeters, of all things.
Ah, yes.
And we're sending those out, and people are happy to take them. I don't have to talk them into it. You know,
that just checks oxygen levels if you're going to be climbing.
Oxygen,
yeah,
level,
if you're going to be climbing to elevation.
Basically, your health in the high country.
Yeah. You know? And,
so, anyway, it's great to be here.
Nice
thanks
to have
for
you.
Thanks for reminding me.
Okay, now you let the cat out of the bag. I did have to call and remind you we were supposed to be recording a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
It's okay. Navi's on the road today, so he's slacking again. He's headed to the river somewhere to do, as he calls it, research. So we'll look forward to that. Also, Bob Grove is with us a little earlier than usual today. Bob, how are things?
Good. I think we sent some of our monsoonal rain up to you guys last week.
You don't feel like you've been having down there. My goodness, those videos are scary.
Oh, yeah. You know, Cedar City's been getting hit hard the last couple of weeks. They've been getting some severe flooding through town.
Yeah. And what was the video I was watching? A couple of people walking along a cinder block wall, and a kid's playhouse was floating down in their direction. And then all of a sudden, the cinder block wall gives way, and what was a stream or a river just bust right into the backyard. It's frightening.
Yeah, but we're seeing this buildup every day. It's not the typical. I've lived down here quite a while now, and off and on from when I lived at Bryan Head and Cedar City, now here in L.A. Virkin and St. George. And, you know, normally the monsoons start out with a very clear day, I mean, not a cloud in the sky. And then you start seeing the clouds organizing, building up to these big cumulus nimbus clouds that will reach up to 40,000 feet. And then by late afternoon, early evening, they just bust loose for usually less than an hour. And then they clear out to a, you know, starry sky.
These kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah, they do. We're seeing clouds first thing in the morning. So they're not like the ones we were seeing prior, you know, in previous years. So, but we're enjoying the cooler weather down here, that's for sure. But we're also getting the humidity now.
Yeah. Tell that to my son who lives in Florida. He'll laugh at you when you talk about your humidity.
I took a group on a day tour of Zion National Park this past week from North Carolina, West Virginia, and Florida, and Texas. And I was telling, man, it's hard to tolerate all this humidity. And they looked at me and you called me a lightweight.
That's true. All of us here we're used to this dry heat that we like to brag about so much. But you know, you can only hope that this water eventually, when it gets through neighborhoods or downstreams or wherever, eventually ends up in places like Lake Powell. One of the headlines over the weekend while I was down in California was that Lake Powell had reached a historic low, and we're getting so close to that, you know, minimum level of being able to continue to create power, which is just scary stuff.
Yeah, and Lake Mead's even closer to that point. They're really low. And, of course, all this water that comes out of this drainage from the Virgin River, that ends up in Lake Mead.
Yeah,
but it hasn't made a dent. I mean, somebody asked the other day, is this making a difference? And they go, the simple answer is no.
Yeah, I asked that very question of Grant Wayman last week. You know, I said, is any of this, because we've seen videos which are amazing to see. And I actually got to witness a little of this years ago when I made a Colorado River trip and was making that last stretch into Lake Powell. So rare to see these waterfalls that are coming down these Red Rock Canyon walls. So rare, as a matter of fact, that our guides on the river that day shut off their engines and grabbed their cameras, and they run that river every day. But, you know, all we could say was we were hoping that that would be helping those water levels. And Grant Wayman told me, you know, a storm here, a storm there doesn't really do much. The only thing we can hope for is to have a good winter. That's going to be the determining factor.
Yeah, that's what it's our snowpack. That's what provides our water.
Yeah.
The rain is great. It helps with keeping things green and, you know, with agriculture, but it doesn't really fill our watersheds.
Yeah. Russell, where are we going on a camp spot this week?
Well, I want to go to Green River State Park. Now, I have actually camped there twice.
So, really?
Yeah.
Well, if you pick the right time of year, you can take, you know, indulge yourself in those fantastic Green River watermelons and cantaloupes.
Yeah,
and
you got that going. It's a starting point for the canyon there. What's the name of that canyon, Bob?
By Green River, Wyoming?
Going south.
Utah.
Going south through Green River, Utah?
Going south and through the still water there. I send a lot of phones down there.
Desolation Canyon?
That's north of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a good, a lot of people show up there and put their boats in there and float down, but it's a good base camp. And especially if you're shut out of Moab, which can happen, it's a nice place to stay there and drive into Moab or wherever you want to go south.
All right.
And anyway, it's a nice place.
Don't give it all away yet. You're kind of burying the lead here. We're gonna take you there when we finish the program, Camp Spot of the Week. Ray Golden is going to join us in the next half hour talking Selway River. And I don't know, Bob, maybe you've heard some of the stories. You said it's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Ray is a fishing guide, so we know the stories will be good.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether they're true or not.
You know, that's from Navi, you know.
Yeah, whether they're true or not, we can't, stand up for. So we'll look forward to his conversation. Speaking of fishing, we're doing a lot of it on the show today. Paul Phillips will check in from Strawberry. We'll find out what the conditions are there. Randy Oplinger, the sport fish coordinator of The DWR is going to join us on some more changes with emergency fishing regulations where you can take more fish. We'll go road tripping, looking for good burgers. And even though Navi's not here, he's with us in spirit with yet another video entry.
Oh, missed him right away. Oh, crap, two in a row. They're magically delicious. Come on, Mike. Oh, that spot's beautiful. It's a little green, but I think I can get him in early. Oh, he's a nice fish. Aha, that's a hog. Let's see how long he is. 20? Just like I said, right? Right?
You gotta love this guy. Mickey and Finn are still hoping his dad or their dad will actually agree to start a YouTube channel or a TikTok or something, and they can make some money off of his insanity. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have your news of the week.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. Tim, Russ, and Babalooey back with us a little earlier than planned today. We'll be talking burgers in the next hour, about an hour from now, as a matter of fact, when Mark Wade joins us. We were just talking during the break. I looked at Mark's list, and I said, there's a few missing from here. And Bobby said he sent it to me prematurely. You've added some to it since I last saw it.
Oh, yeah. He missed some of the really good ones that you and I had mentioned. And so, yeah, we'll talk about those. I'm sure a lot of these people, the folks listening, will recognize the names.
Yeah. And Russ and I have refreshed our memory on a spot in Antimony, too. I don't know the name of the place, though, Russ. Do you remember?
I'll do a search on it.
Yeah, see if you can find it.
Yeah.
Great little cafe. All right, a couple of things I wanted to mention on the news of the week this week, including the fact that the Lee Kay Center is getting ready to celebrate their 40th anniversary. 40 years it's been out there. And they've got some festivities that you can be a part of and some discounts. Let me see if I can just jump down to the information about where those discounts are. Oh, here we go. August 7th, visitors are going to be able to shoot at the archery range for free. A week later, they can shoot at the Big Boar Rifle Range for free. A week after that, on the 21st, you'll be able to shoot for half price for one round or one of the shotgun ranges. And then on August 28th, so this must be every Saturday, visitors to the 25-75-yard rifle ranges will be able to shoot for free. So keep that in mind and help them celebrate their 40th anniversary. I guess I didn't realize they'd been out there for so long. And by the way, August is National Shooting Sports Month, which means it's a great time to get out there. Yeah, I know you love that, don't you?
I've been waiting all year. Actually, I just bought some ammo.
Did you?
I had a decent price. They're reloads, but who cares? It's just for plinking, you know. It's just crazy. The ammo is still so high.
Well, high and hard to find, which doesn't usually go together, you know. Or maybe that's why the price is high, is because it's hard to find.
It's getting easier to find now, but still not that great.
Yeah. We'll talk about fishing limits. That was one of the other things I wanted to throw in here. Just a mention, too, of hats off, and I ran across this story on the Facebook page of the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, shared it over to our Facebook page, which is just KSL Outdoors Radio, that down in the Price area, they were on the Gordon Creek Wildlife Management, and the DWR teamed up with Trout Unlimited, along with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and I think the Wild Turkey Federation was also a part of this. With this drought going on, they have decided that it's a good time to do some water retention in riparian areas that's critical to improving landscape for wildlife. So together, those groups installed artificial beaver dams that are going to enhance streams where beavers are absent because of poor food quality. And obviously, if there's not much water there, the beavers don't want to be there either. But these artificial beaver dams are going to retain soil, expand the stream, and increase the moisture for plants and wildlife. So if you're looking to some silver linings on some of these drought stories, which there aren't many, it is the ability to repair things or build things that you otherwise would have had to drain a reservoir or a stream to do.
Yeah.
Next week is the free mountain goat viewing event. That'll be happening at the Big John Flat area of the Tusher Mountains in Beaver County. In addition to seeing some mountain goats, biologists are going to be there to answer a lot of your questions, so don't pass up on that opportunity. And I don't know if either one of you had a chance to go to our Facebook page, but I put a picture up there, which I should have saved for Fish Bites, but we'll mention it here. The catch of a lifetime, this one in British Columbia, it's a sturgeon. And let me count the number of guys here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 have stretched themselves along the length of this sturgeon. It weighed 800 pounds, never been tagged before. They're estimating it's probably 100 years old. Yeah. It took an hour to reel it in, was safely released back into the river. Just an amazing story. And it's one of those things I've got on my fishing bucket list. We've had some invitations through the years, Russ, to go up on the Snake River with these guides that will take people out to catch sturgeon. And one of these days, yeah, I would really love to.
I did that.
Did you? Did you catch one?
I did. I had one.
Did you catch it?
I long line released it. You know what that means, right?
Yeah, that means you lost
line
it.
Broke.
It got off before it got to the boat. We were up on just out of Lewiston in the Snake River in Hell's Canyon up in that area, and we went out and I had we could see it. We estimated it was about 7 feet.
Wow!
And I had it right up to the boat, and I took I fought it for over 30 minutes. It's like pulling up a plank.
Yeah, that every so often tries to move away from you when it gets close to the boat. Yeah,
I took the pressure off just for a second. You know, these are barbless hooks, and it got off.
Steel line, right? Has to be.
Oh, it was fun, but it was a lot of work.
These things are dinosaurs. I mean,
they are prehistoric.
They've been around forever, but just an amazing picture. If you get a chance to look at it, to see all these guys lined up along this 800-pound sturgeon. One of these days, I'd like to give it a try. We'll talk more fishing after we get you a news update on the half hour and look forward to telling some more fish stories. Like long, what did you call it? Long line?
Long line release.
Long line release. I like that. I've experienced that a lot in my life. I must be pretty good at it. Ray Golden will join us after a news update next. So stay with us.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.